CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer. Reuters reporting in these last hours. Mexico is now investigating two drug lords arrested in the United States last month, the end of the month, for their involvement in a slew of alleged crimes committed in their home country in order to get them stateside. Federal authorities said within these hours, two men, one named nicknamed El Mayo Zambada, co-founder of the Sinaloa cartel, which is a major piece of threat to the whole region, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, the son of Zambada's former partner, El Chapo himself, El Chapo Guzman. They were both arrested in El Paso, Texas. Ernesto, I come to you on this because I want to understand AMLO's opinion of these drug arrests in his country in these last weeks of his time as the president of Mexico. Was it your understanding? Is it today your understanding that AMLO wants these arrests made, or does he treat Sinaloa cartel as immovable, as something he just has to live with?
Oh, John, I think it's the latter. I think AMLO has built a, I wouldn't say a connection, but clearly having a comfortable political life inside a Mexico that is dominated by the cartels more and more. He said, okay, this part of Mexico belongs to this cartel, that part belongs to the other cartel, and I'm very okay with that. And the election of Claudia Sheinbaum was kind of consolidation of this model of running such an important country as Mexico. So unfortunately, I think AMLO is playing a game of okay, let's recognize the reality of things and live life as it was a normal state of affairs. I think he gave up in fighting cartels. I think he never wanted it. So Mexico is more and more a very important laboratory for that connection between organized crime and socialist left-wing policies, together with the influence of the totalitarian trio, Iran, Russia, China, maybe less looked at than Venezuela or other countries, but much more important because the border with the U.S. I have no hopes, unfortunately, for our Mexican friends in the short term.
Joseph, I come to you on this because, as Ernesto indicates, this is a convergence of major geopolitics with AMLO's personality and the handover of power to Sheinbaum, the president-elect of Mexico, and the DEA, and state of Texas, and the question of, are the cartels part of the political apparatus, not only of Mexico, but as you've indicated, several states in South America? How to regard this? Is narco-terrorism an adequate term for what we're dealing with?
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, the Sinaloa cartel is one of the biggest cartels in Mexico, maybe not the big, if not the biggest. Pretty much since the Guadalajara cartel back in the 20th century collapsed, the Sinaloa cartel rose to prominence. At the origin of the Sinaloa cartel is this gentleman, Ismael Zambada, more known as El Mayo, right? And so the arrest of El Mayo is a big deal because right along with Chapo Guzman, Chapo might be more famous, but El Mayo is probably the survivor, right? He's the one that's made it throughout since the beginning of the Sinaloa all the way to the present day. And there's been plenty of attempts to arrest him in the past. What's interesting about this specific arrest in this instance is kind of the story that's unfolding, because it's not clear what exactly happened. It almost seems like it's a story of betrayal right out of a series, right out of like another episode of the Narco series. Because what happens, so El Mayo released a letter to his lawyer, I think over the weekend. And what he says is that he didn't do this. He was brought to the United States against his will. That the El Chapo's son, you know, the Joaquin Guzman, the what they call Los Chapitos, what El Mayo's accusing El Chapito of doing is forcibly detaining him, beating him, and then forcing him to fly with him to El Paso, Texas, so that the authorities arrest him. The United States said, we have nothing to do with this. Mexico's not been staying very quiet. So it's not clear what exactly happened, but it seems to be some sort of betrayal and maybe an internal faction fighting within the cartel. So a lot more to be said on this, but it's a very, very important development.
Joseph Omar, Ernesto Araújo, we're headed to Venezuela. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,